You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Nikki was the first one in. Hey, Nikki, what was the highlight of your weekend?
So I don't know if you can necessarily call it a highlight, but I was trying to be a responsible adult and Uber home from the bar. And when I got home, when I got to my car the next morning, it was broken into. So that was my weekend.
No, that sucks. What a hassle that is, man. Did they take anything?
Lose anything?
Important? Actually, they just broke the window. Didn't take anything.
That's what you do get for being out drinking and getting drunk, being all sinful.
I know, right?
Yeah, well, that sucks.
I gotta know, where did you go?
I went to Diebold Brewery. It was for a karaoke night with my school.
Oh,
okay.
Did you get up on stage and sing?
I did, actually.
What was the best song that you did, do you think?
Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Can you give us a little bit of it right now?
No. That's for when I'm drunk.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Oh, that's great.
That's cute. Nikki. That's a good one.
Sorry about your car. Ugh.
That's okay.
I know. Bummer.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a shot?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, again, Robin, Larisha, Marissa, and Tessa, even if Nikki gets it, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. All right, we were talking about waffles a little while ago, Nikki. You may have heard, you may not have heard. But in 10 seconds, you need to give us five places, meaning restaurants, where you can buy waffles. Five different places where you can buy waffles. Ready? And go!
Village Inn, IHOP, McCoy's Diner,
Supers and Safeway.
Well, I said restaurants, though.
Oh, you did? Never mind.
Yeah. Snooze. Do they have waffles at Snooze?
Yeah, La Peep does for sure.
La Peep.
First
right.
Watch. And Safeway.
And many more.
Well, darn it. That's two losses for you in the past couple days.
Mm. Well, we're glad you called. We hope your day gets better, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Nikki. Be safe. Be careful. Oh, Robin, what was the highlight of your weekend?
So last week my kiddos were on spring break and we went on a make-a-wish trip to Disney World.
Wow.
You went to Disney World?
Disney World.
Yeah, your phone's cutting out a little bit. What was your most favorite ride?
Guardians of the Galaxy at Epcot.
I gotta tell you, when we went to Disneyland a couple years ago, they have that there at California Adventure. We rode that like 15 times.
Hmm.
It's so fun.
Yep.
So good.
What's the shtick on that ride? Like, what's it? Describe it.
You're in the dark and you're in like these little cars and there's like six different songs that they can blast while you're going. And you just, like, spin around, and you dance to the music, and it was just
Awesome. Different than the one in California. The Guardians of the Galaxy in California Adventure, it's the old Tower of Terror. So they shoot you way up in the air and drop you and shoot you up and drop you.
Yeah. So there's no dancing on that one,
not
right,
one
Jeremy?
Bit of dancing.
Except the little tinkle in your pants.
I don't want to go on a ride where I have to dance.
Yeah.
Out. It was super fun.
And
you spin around like crazy, but not too bad. Not like the teacups or anything.
Yeah, the teacups. Yeah.
How much did this trip cost you total?
It was free because my son has leukemia and we got to make a wish.
I was going to ask you.
God,
about that.
I love that organization. I'm so glad to hear that.
That's very cool. That's very, very cool.
You know, one of my charitable contributions every single year is to LLS. They're like one of my favorite charitable organizations. So cheers to you and to your son.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right on. Let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a shot? Robin?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry. Driving.
Right.
Yep.
All right. 10 seconds. We want the names. These can be anywhere in the world. We want the names of five islands. Five islands. Ready and go.
Hawaii, Samoa, Turks and Caicos, Anguilla, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Fiji.
I think I got to count every one of those if you're right.
Winner!
Winner!
Yay!
Yay for you!
Awesome.
Right on. I even would have accepted like Australia. I know it's a continent.
That's a big island, right?
Giant island, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
So,
it's a giant one, yeah.
Listen, if you will stand by, Josh is going to come back and he's going to visit with you about the prize you just picked up, okay?
Thank you.
Congrats.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning. Oh, Larisha, am I pronouncing your name properly? Larisha?
Larisha.
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 Larisha, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I'm going to follow Robin up because we just wrapped up a Disney cruise, a Bahamian Disney cruise, and it was so much fun.
We had somebody who called in last week that was raving about Disney cruises. What makes them so superior?
I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit. What was that?
What makes them so great, the Disney cruises?
I mean, the entertainment, the service, the cleanliness of the ship. I mean, we went to Disney's private island, which was amazing in itself. The amenities, like, of the characters and the kids' clubs, and that you can still take the kids to the kids' clubs and go to, like, you know, adult sections, happy hours. I mean, there's so much to
what
do.
What goes on the Disney island?
They have parasailing, they have like bike tours, they have skiing ray tours. My husband and my son did parasailing. I won't do that, but they did it. It was great. We also went down to Blue Lagoon and we did like a dolphin encounter. It was a great time.
Holy
it was so
cow.
Much fun.
What a great trip. So what did this trip cost you guys?
Oh, I almost had to sell a kidney.
What's the grand total?
A lot of money.
What was the grand total?
You know, upwards of 10 grand for sure.
Yeah.
I have five, there's five of us, and yeah, it's a lot.
Wow.
But can you put a price on the memories?
Yeah, she just did. It's $10,000.
Exactly.
What were you going to say?
I booked it like, you know, like almost 2 years ago and made monthly payments on it. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Chipped away at it.
All right, so the worst thing in the world would be is if you did that and then you came back and you were disappointed. But it sounds like you did it, you've been paying for it for 2 years, and you were thrilled.
And now you're
right?
sick, it
oh,
sounds
yeah.
like, too.
I mean, I know people, it's controversial about Disney adults, but I'm definitely one. And we take the kids to Disney a couple times a year. We've been Disney World, Disneyland Paris. And so this
you
is our first time
You are Disney
cruise.
People, yeah.
Disney people.
Larisha, as a Disney stockholder, I would like to tell you thank you. So thank you
oh,
very much.
Absolutely.
Do you have a Disney room in your house?
Maybe a few pennies.
Yeah. Do you have a Disney room in your house?
No. I kind of just keep it for the parks. I'm not like a – I don't have Disney in your face at my house at
You're
all.
You're weird. You're just not that weird.
Yeah. I don't okay. wear it. I'm not dressing in it. I'm not having it in my house. It's just – I like to go and take my
it's
kids.
Your escape.
Good to know. Yeah. Good to know.
Right. Well, you know what? That we asked for the highlight, and that sounds like a great highlight. I'm glad you had fun. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Have a terrific day, okay, Larisha?
Have a good one, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, that's a good weekend. But you got to come back to snow now. Ugh.
Yeah.
Brutal.
And $10,000 lighter in the pocketbook.
Yeah.
Wow. Marissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Highlight of your weekend?
I would say it's probably my new job. Just got hired on with them after my old company closed their doors.
Oh, tell us about the new gig. What is it?
It is Ember, and we're located in Estes Park. It's part of the Gaffner Hospitality Group, and I will be a wedding and event coordinator with them.
We'll smell you. Wow.
Have you been a wedding coordinator in the past?
Unofficially, yes. Officially, no. I was technically an assistant before, but I was doing all the responsibilities.
Now you've gone big time.
So
is one of the most ridiculous things you've seen that people have requested for their wedding?
I think it would have to be parachuting into the wedding site
No, I said the most ridiculous thing.
Oh,
no, I'm just joking. Well, that's ridiculous.
So did they end up doing the parachuting in, or did they not?
No, because it's too dangerous. There's too many variables that could go wrong.
Right, you could die, essentially.
Yeah, well, we're right on the lake, so it has a big undertow, so it's pretty dangerous over there.
But the wedding would have been memorable if they had
so
parachuted
memorable.
In.
It would have been more memorable if someone passed away.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It'd be the wedding that everybody talked about.
And that's true, that's true.
Can you think of any other things?
I would say, let's see here, probably having the groom wanting to use a hoverboard to come in for his ceremony, and okay. he just biffed it, and it completely delayed the wedding, of course.
Oh, was there blood? Fantastic. Was there blood? Tell me there was blood.
There was a little bit of blood. Maybe a good amount. I couldn't look. I couldn't help. Wow. I can't
Especially
do blood.
He fell on his face, you know, and smashed his nose.
Fantastic.
Okay, that's great. Now that's another wedding I'd want to go to.
You know, I want to go back to just a second to the parachuting in. You know, the fatal flaw, were they both going to parachute in or just the groom or what?
They both wanted to.
You know, their fatal mistake was telling you about that. They should have just set everything up and then just parachuted in.
But she's
and there
the
would
planner.
Be nothing you, I know, but she wouldn't have any. She would look around and say, where the hell are they? And then there they are. They're up there.
I have one more question.
Those things you ask, you know, for forgiveness instead of permission.
Right. It would have been pretty epic. So what's the most you've seen that somebody has spent on their wedding?
I'd say
$260,000. Oh,
and that's
low.
Just for the venue.
Oh, just for the venue.
Yes, Whoa. They completely rented out every single place.
Whoa. What was
and
the
then got divorced 19 yeah. months later.
What was the venue?
It is the Estes Park Resort, which is where Ember is located.
Oh, fancy.
She's got two plugs in.
Double plugs, too. Nice.
Should I send her an invoice for $10,000 since there were two of them? Or
it's coming your
one?
Way, Marissa.
Well, if you need a wedding or an event, you just come to me.
I don't. I really don't need another wedding.
Marissa, thank you for being on the show, and congrats on your new job, okay?
At Ember.
At Ember. I hear that's great. Yeah.
Bye.
You be well, okay?
Bye.
Did she call just to plug her business?
She did.
Come on, people. Don't use your boys that way. Tessa, good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
how highlight are you? Of your weekend. We're great. What was the highlight?
The highlight of my weekend was probably skiing. I went skiing this weekend. I'm on spring break from school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got to go skiing this weekend, and I watched my little cousin at the beginning of the day. She was very hesitant and very nervous. Towards the end of the day, she was able to go down a whole run by herself, so it was really fun
Yay,
to watch her.
Yay, little cousin.
Those kids are fearless. Which resort did you go to? Where'd you go?
We went to the Grand Colorado on Peak 8 in Breckenridge.
Breck, okay.
Oh, wow.
And where are you going to school?
I go to Euclid.
Where's that?
I don't know. Somewhere.
What?
You don't know where you go to school?
Is this an online college?
No, I'm actually in middle school.
You got to be 18 to call our show, though.
I'm calling from my mom's phone.
Oh, that makes it okay.
Well, hand the phone to your mom.
That's some great logic.
No, but she let me call.
That's some great logic.
Well, you got to be 18 to call your boys.
Yeah, your mom should know that.
Yeah, she knows that.
What's your mom's name?
Julie.
Put Julie on the phone.
Put Julie on the phone.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, hi, boys.
Hi, Julie.
Julie, what is this crap? You know you got to be 18 to call. Why are you giving your middle schooler the phone?
Oh, I thought it was a rattle off. I didn't know you had to be 18, but we're on our way to Phoenix in a car for the rest of our spring break.
Just killing time, huh?
Dang. Boy, you guys get around. Yeah.
You guys must be loaded.
That's really
not
good.
At all.
All right.
I don't know. You went to Breckenridge,
we just love
and now
you,
you're
boys.
Going down to Arizona, and man.
Yep, visiting my father, their grandpa.
Well, that's nice. That's good.
Mm-hmm. What do you got planned while you're down there?
Be in a pool somewhere, probably.
Peeing in a pool? Is that what you said?
Probably. Where in Arizona?
Up the north side of Arizona. They just got there. We're new to the area, don't know it very well, so we're figuring it out ourselves.
Yeah, we just heard your GPS talking to you there. So
yeah.
Well, listen, safe travels to you. Thank you to you and Tessa, Julie, for calling our show. We hope you have a great trip, okay?
Thank you, guys. We love you.
We love you back. Kisses. Drive safely, and thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning.